Chapter 7.
You're pregnant? I repeated back to her in awe.
Sarah, are you sure? I mean, I know you said earlier that you knew, but...
Yes,
the Arkin replied as she tucked a strand of her hair behind her ear.
I wouldn't make up such important matters. Especially ones as important as this, my love.
I don't think you would, I whispered. And I thought my heart was going to explode out of my chest. Wow!
I rose up from the bed and began to pace across the room, just as Sarah had before. I didn't find myself at a loss for words too often, but I legitimately had no idea what to say. Sarah and I only just had sex, so how was it even possible for her to know so soon? When Ashla announced her pregnancy, she told me Arwen gave her a potion that helped detect the baby early, but Sarah had no such thing as far as I was aware, so how did she already know?
Griff?
Sarah prompted me as my brain tried to make sense of it all.
Griff, you're starting to scare me. Are you upset by this news? I thought you wanted us to create a child together.
No, I'm not upset at all, I assured her as I snapped out of my haze and halted in place.
I'm so sorry. I was just taken aback by everything, especially because our lovemaking only took place the night before. I guess I'm confused.
I know this is all uncharted territory,
the dark-winged Arkin noted.
But this is also the first union between a mortal and a goddess. So things aren't going to be as they would for mortal reproduction. My pregnancy is going to be entirely unlike that of any of your women, and our child will be the beginning of something amazing.
Can I just ask, and don't be offended by this question, but how do you know for sure you're pregnant? I asked, and I felt heat spread through me as I waited for the goddess's reply.
I don't know how to explain it exactly,
Sarah said slowly as she stood up and crossed over to me.
Since I am not a human woman, regular magics can't be used to detect pregnancy. But I can feel another presence growing within me. I've never experienced a sensation like this before. Not within my womb. So I know it to be true. We've created a child.
Wow, I breathed.
Are you not pleased?
Sarah frowned.
I thought you'd look happier when I shared the news, my love. You were so eager to fill me last night, and you poured so much of your seed into me.
I am happy, I assured the beautiful goddess, and I swept her raven black hair from her face and cupped her cheek. Unbelievably happy. I was just taken aback. I didn't expect our single attempt at baby-making would take, and I wasn't prepared for it to take so soon.
To be fair, we made more than one attempt,
Sarah laughed lightly.
It may have been over the course of one night, but we made enough love to count for a week of baby-making. I can actually still feel some of your seed wet and dripping in my tunnel, since you poured so much into me.
You're not wrong, I allowed, but I still shook my head in awe. This is incredible, Sarah. I'm happy.
That's wonderful.
The Arkin gave me a delighted grin.
I cannot express how overjoyed I am to be carrying your precious child in my womb. This is a dream come true for me, Griff.
I know this is unknown territory, but do you happen to have any idea of a gestation period? I wondered, and when the goddess frowned, I cleared my throat and tried again. How long do you think it'll be before our child is born?
I can't be sure.
Sarah tilted her head to the side as she considered it.
It could be anywhere from 9 weeks to 9 months. No Arkin has ever gotten pregnant before, so there's no source of information to get answers from. It's a mystery, but one we will have to solve together.
It sounds a little complicated, but hey, we'll figure it out. I smiled as happiness surged through my veins. Sarah, I can't believe we're actually having a baby together.
I hope she has your eyes,
Sarah mused.
I've always found their walnut shade to be so incredibly lovely.
She? I prompted the Arkin. Do you think it's a girl?
I can't say for certain, but it's just another feeling.
the goddess acknowledged with a small smile.
All of the Arkans are female. So if I had to place bets, I would guess our offspring would be female as well.
Boy or girl, it doesn't matter to me. I shrugged. I love all of my children equally, and I'm going to care for our child no matter how they turn out.
Even if they aren't the same as your mortal children?
Sarah pressed.
Griff, I can't say for certain what they will look like physically.
Even if she ends up with wings and a tail, I won't care, I said. I knew that was a possibility when we made love, and I still did it anyway. I love you, Sarah, and I'm going to love this kid just as much as my other children.
I love you too,
Sarah whispered as she wrapped her arms around my neck.
I also wanted to thank you for your discretion with your human friends and family today at your official meeting. I know how hard it must have been to keep our tryst a secret.
I wasn't sure it was the right time to bring it up. I insisted. And I wanted to try to get more information about the moon before I do. If we can figure out something about the shift that proves our theory otherwise, then we don't have to worry about the prophecy or our implications in the event.
Ah, so those are the motives then?
Sarah asked with an elegantly arched eyebrow.
You hope to find something that will clear our names and your consciousness?
No, it's not like that. I shook my head at the dark-haired goddess. Above all, I want to seek out legends or prophecies to help figure out how to banish that thing and get the moon and sky back to its normal shade. But yes, if there's even a possibility this creature was not brought to our world because of our union, I'm going to try to seek it out.
I suppose that makes sense,
Sarah replied in a thoughtful tone.
But Griff, I must warn you, there's a chance it won't work out in our favor. The palace in the Shadowscape holds many secrets and histories, but the place is ancient, even older than us. Things have been lost to time or destroyed by older Arkans, or others who did not want them to be found. I only warn you to lower your expectations and be prepared in case this doesn't fall in our favor.
You're right, I nodded, and I will prepare myself for a letdown. But that doesn't mean I'm going to sacrifice my optimism. I have to hold out hope, Sarah. It's all any of us have. The Arkan rested her cheek against my shoulder, and we sat there for a moment and let the gravity of our situation crash over us. I knew she was right, and there was still the chance this was all our fault, but we would cross that bridge once we reached it. Sarah raised her head up and placed her lips gently against mine, and I pulled her in closer and deepened our kiss until it felt as if we were one. We continued on like that for a while, until Sarah finally broke our embrace.
You should probably get back to your human women,
the Arkan advised me.
They've been waiting on you for a while. And besides, we're about to spend a good amount of time together.
On a mission, I reminded her with a light laugh. That hardly qualifies as alone time.
I'll take anything I can get, Sarah shrugged. Now go to your women. I'll see you bright and early in the morning.
Okay, I finally agreed, and I cupped the dark-haired goddess's cheek in my hand. I love you, Sarah. I'm so excited for this baby.
I love you too, Griff,
the Arkan replied. And after one last kiss, I recalled her to my consciousness with a wave of my will. My back tingled when her mark returned, and once the sensation went away, I let out a sigh. Everything else aside, I was still in shock over the baby news. I was going to need more than a moment to take everything into consideration. But for now, Sarah was right. My women needed me to spend one last night with them before I departed for the Shadowscape. I wasn't sure if they were all in separate rooms or not, but I decided I would round them all up for a sleepover. Between Arwen and I, there were plenty of large beds to occupy, and the idea of lying in a tangle of warm limbs sounded lovely. So I stripped out of my heavier clothing and donned a pair of silk pajama pants Nia had given me on our last shopping excursions. I wasn't normally one to wear any type of coverings to bed, but the pants were surprisingly comfortable, and comfort was just what I needed. After I ran a hand through my hair and applied a couple of dabs of cologne to please my lovers, I relaxed my tense shoulders, left my room, and made my way up to the third floor. Once I stepped off the landing, I heard voices down the hall, and decided to follow them. It sounded like my women were all together, which only made things more convenient for me, but I began to wonder what they were doing. Was this some sort of secret club or something? I followed the trail of voices until I reached Arwen's door, which was open just enough to allow their conversation to leak through. I crept over as quietly as possible and paused for a moment as I focused on what was being said. I wasn't one to sneak around, but I was curious about what my women were all talking about.
"I'm really worried,"
I heard Nia admit in a hushed tone.
"I know I need to be stronger, but between the moon, the monsters, and the Shadowscape, this is all so stressful."
"I'm worried too,"
I heard Arwen reply.
"But we have to trust that Griff will be okay. He's incredibly strong and powerful, and I know he's going to make it out just fine. We just have to have faith that this will all work out."
I smiled to myself. Arwen was always so good at diffusing tense situations, and I was glad she was there for Nia.
"You're right,"
Nia sighed.
"Thank you, Arwen, for the reassurance.
We're all a little scared,"
I heard Layla say.
"But we have each other, and that's what really matters. We're not alone in this."
"I love you guys,"
Cyrus spoke up.
"I know that sounds sappy to say. I love you all too,"
Ashla said next.
"I'm happy to be here with everyone. And if any of you ever need to talk, I'm here for you. We are here for you as well,"
Freya reminded the Ice Mage.
"Sister vibes must stick together, no matter the circumstance. You guys aren't the best,"
Aaron added.
"Now everyone get in here for a hug before we all start crying like a bunch of children."
I heard a round of giggles, and my initial feeling of dread faded with the sound. I hated that my women were so stressed out about everything, but knowing that they had the support of one another helped ease my mind a bit. I waited until the sound died down a bit, and then gently knocked on the door. "Hello?" I called out, and I gently stuck my head into the doorway. Arwen's room was somewhere between a library, a study, and a bedroom. One wall consisted of an enormous window that overlooked the forest, with a black stone fireplace. Emerald velvet furniture was set up around tables and desks, and the walls were lined with floor-to-ceiling shelves of books. The best part about the room, though, was the loft bed that sat at the top of the right side of the room above the shelves. A ladder led up to the cozy space, which was essentially a giant white comforter-laden nest, big enough to hold all of us. My women were all piled into that bed, and when I stepped into the dimly lit room, their faces grew excited.
"Griff!"
Aaron greeted me in a cheerful voice.
"It's about time you got here. How did you know we'd be here?"
Layla wondered, and I could see her mischievous smile from across the room.
"Were you spying on us?"
"You're killing me, Bethel," I laughed. "I was hoping to find everyone in one room so we could have a..."
"Cuddle pile,"
Syra finished for me.
"We're way ahead of you. Hurry up and get up here,"
Ashla chimed in.
"This isn't a proper snuggle pile without you in it."
"On my way," I chuckled, and I quickly crossed the room while my women giggled amongst themselves. It didn't take me long to climb the ladder, and once I reached the top, I was greeted by a lovely sight. My women were all outfitted in similar silk nightdresses, just as they had the other night, and each wore their hair down so it spilled down over their shoulders, with the exception of Ashla, whose hair was still in braids, and Layla and Aaron, whose hair still just skimmed the top of their collarbones. "Wow," I breathed as my eyes trailed over the beautiful mages. "I'm truly the luckiest man in all of the realm."
"Yes, you are,"
Layla winked at me, and then she patted an empty spot beside her on the bed.
"Now get your adorable self over here and cuddle up with us. You've kept us waiting long enough, mister."
"Yes, ma'am," I chuckled, and I carefully climbed up and around the tangle of gorgeous women until I made it to the empty spot they'd left for me. As I settled into the plush warmth of Arwen's down mattress, my wives and girlfriends curled up and tangled around me, and soon my eyes began to feel heavy. I was about to go on a potentially dangerous mission into the Shadowscape, but for tonight, I would enjoy the warmth of all of my women surrounding me. The next morning came earlier than I wanted it to, and I found it nearly impossible to pull myself out of bed. Nia was curled up against me on one side, while Ashla was on the other, and the rest of my women were all intertwined with one another comfortably. I couldn't remember the last time I'd felt this warm and serene, and it broke my heart to interrupt such a picturesque scene. However, it was hard to melt into the perfection when the light that streamed in from Arwen's window was still as red as blood. The moon was still full and ruby-tinted in the sky, and the sight of it filled me with a different emotion than usual. The day before, all I'd felt was dread. But today, a mixture of anger and determination swirled through my chest. I wanted that stupid thing atop the moon gone so my women wouldn't be so afraid. And I wanted the realm to be back to normal, so I could have the happy ending I thought I was going to have once I captured the remaining Arkans. It was time to get to the Shadowscape, so I could hasten the process and return back to this bed, and back to my family. Nia sensed me stir first, and the multi-elementalist's blue eyes were soft as they blinked open sleepily.
"Must you leave?"
she whispered. "Yes," I nodded reluctantly, and kissed her warm temple. "But I'll be back soon."
"You'd better be,"
my beautiful wife whispered back. I nestled my face into the peach-soft crook between her neck and shoulder, and spent a moment enjoying the warmth radiating from her skin. "Once I'm back and all of this is over, I promise we'll spend as much time as you want in bed," I vowed to my ashen-haired wife. "Anything you want is yours."
"Can we get a puppy?"
I heard Layla murmur sleepily from the other side of us, and Nia and I broke into quiet laughter. "I think between us and the babies, we have more than enough excitement in this house," I chuckled.
"Hey, you mentioned anything,"
the petite summoner yawned. Her button nose scrunched up adorably, and her lips pouted slightly as she turned to look at me.
"And I want a puppy."
"We can revisit that later," I replied. Content with my answer, Layla gave me a lazy smile and then turned over and curled up against Aaron. The pair of petite mages fit together like pieces of a puzzle, and the sight of them together was adorable.
"Can we just take a few more minutes?" Nia requested.
"Okay," I decided. I don't see the moon entity doing anything worse in the next 5 minutes. So we snuggled up once more, and I spent a few minutes lost in the comfort of my wife's arms. When I finally pulled away, the rest of my wives and girlfriends roused from their slumbers and began to disentangle themselves from one another. At first, they all wore similar expressions of happy restfulness, but when they realized what was happening, the looks on their faces changed to disappointment and sadness. "Hey, please, no long faces here," I insisted. "I'll be back as soon as I finish my mission."
"We know,"
Aaron interjected, and then she offered me a small smile.
"You have to do what's right, and we support that. We're just going to miss you a bunch in the meantime,"
Syra chimed in as she stretched her arms above her head.
"We shall have a party when you return,"
Freya decided.
"Or at least a party amongst ourselves. Perhaps a party like the one we had in Hawk Clan."
Aaron waggled her eyebrows suggestively.
"Oh, what happened in Hawk Clan?"
Ashla grinned as she looked between the orange-haired mimic and me. "Let's just say Syra, Freya, Aaron, and I had a little fun," I replied cryptically, and the Ice Mage's smile grew even wider.
"I like the sound of that,"
Arwen spoke up with glittering amber eyes.
"Me too,"
Nia added. "Well, I'll make sure we have another party like that when I get back," I chuckled. I didn't expect so much enthusiasm.
"You can't be too surprised by that,"
Syra giggled.
"We love any opportunity to spend some sexy time with you, Griff."
"Trust me, the feeling is mutual," I laughed.
"All right, let's let Griff go get ready,"
Aaron suggested.
"Besides, the kiddos probably need to be fed." "Good idea,"
Nia agreed. And one by one, we pulled ourselves up and out of the bed. We parted ways so we could get ready. But before I headed downstairs to my bedroom, I opted to take a quick shower. The palace in the Shadowscape had plenty of warm water, but I didn't want to bank on that just in case. Once I was squeaky clean, I went downstairs, dressed myself in my most sturdy battle-worthy gear, and grabbed my travel pack and bandolier. I took a moment to triple-check my essence crystals, and then I took a deep breath. It was now or never, and I couldn't keep obsessing over my possessions and delaying my departure. So I straightened my shoulders, took one last look around, and then headed downstairs. My women, children, and aunt were all gathered in the foyer, and I got a strong sense of déjà vu. We'd all been in this position many times before, but the situation had never felt as dire as it did now. The fact was, things were more intense than they'd ever been before, and the success or failure of my mission carried a lot of weight.
"It's going to be okay, remember?"
Nia reminded me as she gave me a small smile.
"You can do this, Griff. I know you can."
"Thanks for the faith in me." I smiled back at the multi-elementalist, and then I crossed over to her and peered down at our twins. Nessa and Nicholas's eyes were still heavy with sleep, but their lips were curled up into identical smiles of contentment. I leaned down and kissed my children's foreheads, and then I did the same to their mother.
"Always," Nia replied.
I made the rounds and said goodbyes to each of my children and my women, and finally, I came to Kristen's place in the circle. The Guardian's hazel eyes were underscored by deep purple circles, as if she hadn't slept at all. "Are you okay?" I asked my aunt.
"I'm fine,"
she assured me. "No offense, but you don't look it," I frowned as my eyes scanned her up and down.
"I'm all right,"
she insisted.
"How about I escort you out there?"
"Sounds good to me," I nodded. "There's something I wanted to talk to you about before I leave."
"Hurry up and get out of here so you can get back to us,"
Cyrus smirked as she bounced Milo in her arms. "I will." I turned back and addressed the room. "I love you all. Stay safe and keep an eye out for each other."
"We will,"
Arwen assured me, and then she inclined her head at the front door.
"Now get going before we pull you back upstairs."
"Okay," I laughed lightly, and after one last smile, I turned and headed out the door with Kristen. The sulfuric smell of the air assaulted me, but I plugged my nose and took lengthy strides until we reached the far corner of the lawn. Once there, Kristen and I stood there awkwardly, until my aunt breached the silence.
"Griff, I want you to be careful,"
Kristen warned me.
"I know I gave you my blessing yesterday, but I feel I need to warn you again to be safe. The Shadowscape has only just begun a shift, and I don't know how much has changed even since the time I left. You need to constantly be on the lookout for affected monsters, no matter where you travel. If they were that volatile when you went up against them here in this realm, I can only imagine how much worse they'll be in their homeland."
"I'll keep that in mind," I nodded. "I promise you I'll be aware of my surroundings."
"Good,"
she replied, and she stifled a yawn. "You need to try to get some rest," I instructed the Guardian in a semi-parental tone. "I know you're a badass, but that doesn't mean you can go without sleep."
"I know,"
Kristen sighed, and she brushed a strand of caramel hair behind her ear.
"Yesterday was such a packed day. And then my conversation with the Grand Mage and the Headmaster went on for a lot longer than we intended it to. We ended up patrolling the city and checking in on some of the troops."
"I'm glad they have you to help," I replied. "I'm sure they really appreciated it. I know I do. But please don't exhaust yourself in the meantime. Try to refresh yourself a little, even if it's just for a few hours."
"When did my nephew get so mature?"
Kristen chuckled, and she shook her head back and forth.
"Okay, Griff. I promise I'll take a shower and a nap before I meet with the headmaster again this afternoon."
"Good," I said, but then my expression grew serious. "Kristen, can I ask another favor of you as well?"
"Anything,"
my aunt agreed.
"Just name it, and it'll be done. Short of murder or treason, of course."
Please, keep my family safe, I whispered. Do anything you can to keep them protected, no matter what it takes.
Of course I will,
Kristen assured me.
Your family is my family as well, and I will personally see to it that no harm comes to your women or your children. You have nothing to worry about here, Griff.
Thank you, I said, and then I embraced my aunt.
Griff, one last thing,
Kristen said in my ear before I pulled away.
Do you still have the ring I gave you?
Of course, I nodded. I took a step back, reached under my shirt, and gently pulled on the chain I kept hidden beneath my collar. On the delicate silver chain was a silver ring outfitted with a multifaceted black gem that glittered with streaks of violet and indigo. The ring had been my mother's engagement ring, a handcrafted piece made just for her. Kristen had held on to it until we'd made amends in the Shadowscape, and she'd gifted it to me after a touching conversation we'd had about my mother and father. The ring meant a great deal to me, and I liked to keep it near my heart as a way to always have a piece of my mother with me.
Good,
Kristen replied, and she gave me a mournful smile.
I hadn't seen it on your person, so I was afraid it was lost.
It's always with me, I assured her.
I'm glad to hear it,
my aunt replied, and her hazel eyes flashed with a strange look I couldn't place. But the expression disappeared just as quickly as it appeared, and she tucked her hands into the pockets of her jumpsuit. I should probably get going, I decided after I tucked the chain back under my shirt. I'm already a lot more behind than I should be. I'll try to return as soon as I can.
You can do this,
the guardian assured me with a steady gaze.
You have so much of your parents in you, Griff. I know you're capable of greatness. If anyone can help end this terrible situation, it's you.
Thank you, I said. A moment later, I took a step away from my aunt and then focused my mind on Sarah. I concentrated on releasing the Arkan, and moments later, my back tingled, and Sarah appeared in a plume of blue-black smoke. The goddess flexed her raven-black wings, and her yellow eyes studied my aunt. Kristen's entire body language shifted, and I watched her jaw clench as her eyes trailed over the goddess at my side.
Kristen,
Sarah addressed the guardian.
I know I may have caused you harm in the past, but that is not the way I am now. Forgive me if I don't believe that,
my aunt said in a stiff tone.
My family and friends suffered at the hands of you and your sisters. I trust my nephew's judgment, but it's going to take a long time for you to redeem yourself to me.
Sarah's gaze intensified, and I watched her hands curl into fists at her side. But before the Arkan could get into it with my aunt, I cleared my throat and sent a wave of my will through my bond with the goddess. Sarah reluctantly relaxed, but Kristen remained focused. We need to go, I reminded everyone. We can revisit our issues later.
Sorry, Griff,
Kristen apologized after a deep breath.
I'll ease up.
Sarah stepped forward and waved her delicate hand in the air. The air began to shift, and suddenly, the glimmer of an outline began to manifest. Moments later, a door-sized portal appeared before us, and the Arkan inclined her head toward it.
Are you ready to go, Griff?
She asked me. I am. I nodded at my lover, and then I turned to face my aunt. I'll be back soon.
I love you, Griff,
Kristen said in a warm but firm voice.
Now, go kick some ass and find those books.
Will do, I said, and after I gave the guardian one last smile, I stepped forward and walked through the portal.